Here we go. Jesus Christ. Oh, Catherine woke me up at 5 in the morning to podcast.
It is 11:09 at this point.
I need a little bit of coffee and to get going. She's like, you don't have the right energy. I'm like, it's fucking 5 in the morning.
You are being such a diva about tired you are.
I'm tired. Like, I stayed up all night smoking weed. I'm sleepy.
I remember when you got in bed. It was like 2. You got up at 11. You got 9 hours of sleep.
I have a weed hangover.
Okay. Drink up.
I'm trying to, but I need a second. You're like, I'm okay to do it. I'll do it for you. I'll do the podcast for you. But I'm not going to have all the energy that you require because you require a lot.
Yeah, I do.
You want me screaming. You want me tap dancing.
I want tap dancing. I want screaming. I want dancing. I want tickle fights in the rain. I want it all, Ian, and I won't compromise. And if you can't handle me at my borderline personality disorder when I am cutting your brake lines, then you don't deserve me when I'm giggling sometimes.
You don't deserve me for the 8 minutes after I've had my second drink where I'm kind of tolerable.
Wow, is that...
No,
that
this
feels,
isn't you.
It feels
this
personal.
This isn't you. This is the meme.
That feels like you're gaining or gleaning a little bit from real life.
Who said that allegedly?
I think Marilyn Monroe. She didn't say anything.
If you can't take me at my dead from a drug overdose,
Ian,
you can't handle me
she's
getting double teamed by Kennedy Brothers.
She's my idol.
What was her deal? She was a whore?
Ian.
She was the first professional, or like most famous whore, not professional, because that's the oldest profession.
Okay.
Whoring, but the most celebrated whore of all time.
She was a talented star.
Was she? What was your favorite movie she was in? Was it the movie where she
Prince
showed her ass?
And the Showgirl.
Was it that 6 seconds she showed
the
her ass over a sewer vent?
And
with
she
just, like,
did it really well.
Rat carcass stink sprang into her puss.
She was really charismatic and hot.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone's jealous that they can't be
Apology
like that.
Apology accepted.
I like her. I mean, not like
yeah.
Put her Andy Warhol picture of her up anywhere. That should be illegal, but like I do actually like her.
She's just one of these people that was ruined by the people that like her.
Yeah.
Which is everything.
Yeah.
If you think
Michael Jordan.
We've been watching
the Michael Jordan documentary.
I don't know. I think it's okay to like Michael. I don't think people who liked Michael Jordan ruined him.
They tried.
Like Anchorman or, you know.
Oh, I see what you mean. I thought you meant
try to knock him down off of his pedestal.
Yeah, this person as a person was ruined by their fans. Like, I think that's true of Marilyn Monroe as well.
Right.
Like, by their
fame. To be fair, we've just been watching this Michael Jordan propaganda. We're not sure. You know what I mean? He may have been a piece of shit. This movie is like mostly him being interviewed and his best friends
okay.
in the world.
But what there is footage of, which is a lot of like behind the scenes candid stuff, he's delightful. Why does everybody say he's an asshole?
Well, we haven't finished the documentary yet, but so far it seems like he was extremely tough on his teammates. He
Good.
Didn't take any shit from like management, and he was a degenerate gambler. And the rumor is that his dad was murdered because of his gambling.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, I know the documentary explains that away.
They do? They address
that?
That?
Yeah, of course, they have to.
What do you mean they have to?
Well, because his dad is such an integral part of his life.
Yeah.
And the documentary. So eventually they're going to have to, that's like the biggest rumor about Michael Jordan, is that he was so in debt to the mob that they whacked his dad.
I genuinely just thought they would ignore that because that is because he's in it. Like, he could easily just be like, I am not talking about that. And
I think people would be really upset because that's a big part of his life in like the Michael Jordan lore.
So he's just going to go on screen and say that that's not what happened? How did his dad die?
I don't know. But I listened to Bill Burr, and Bill Burr was explaining like how I think he makes it sound very ridiculous that anybody thought that to begin with. I think he has like a stroke or something. I don't know. We should really do our fucking research.
Gave him a stroke. Bill Burr seems to have fully drank the Michael Jordan Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I would trust everything he says either. He's not like an impartial source.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
I don't know anything about Michael Jordan except for what we watch in that documentary.
I love him.
Okay.
I want to be like Mike.
No, it seems like a terrible life.
I
want
to start gambling.
I mean, it'd be nice. You'd be at the top of your game because he seems to be able to will things into existence based on his competitive nature and his disdain for people that he's competing against.
Yes.
And so he, man, when they talk about when he was in high school and he stunk. And then he was too short.
They told him he was too short.
Yeah. That's what I was getting at. He goes on summer vacation and he comes back. And not only is he way better because he spent every second of his summer vacation practicing, he willed himself to be over 6 foot tall.
He grew like 4 inches out of spite.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, he used the power of the secret.
Right.
He used a vision board. Rhonda Byrne. Yeah. He just put a bunch of tall people on a vision board and then he became tall. That's what I have to do.
Do you want to be taller?
Yeah.
Why?
You're good height for a girl. Okay. I don't know. I think like a couple more inches.
Really?
Yeah. No? No good?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I won't do it.
Because then we'd be the same height.
My boyfriend said no.
Yeah, pass.
Okay. But no, he wouldn't. I'm only 5'5".
Okay. I'm 5. My driver's license says I'm 5'11", but I don't think that's right.
Is that a lie?
I think I'm 5'10".
Have you seen these women on Twitter? They say all the men are lying about their height on Bumble.
Oh, no.
5'11 means 5'5½.
Yeah.
I would be pissed, honestly, if somebody lied about their height and they were like to my chest.
Right.
I'd be like,
Is that a deal breaker for you? If I was 5'4", like super short, would you have dated me to begin with?
This is a... I want to be careful here because have you seen that tweet about the woman who's like 6 foot? She's like, I love my short king husband.
Oh, yeah.
To all the short kings out there.
Dude, I retweeted that. It's so funny because is she the one that wrote this long thing where it's like, I was sick of going out with men over 6 feet who can't read and, punch their cat in the face or whatever. It's like, what about being tall makes you a piece of shit? And I tweeted like this, the short guy has so much game that he's convinced this woman that tall guys can't read.
No, it's amazing. I mean, it is pretty cool. The photo, she's wearing heels, so she's like 6'5". She's breastfeeding him, basically. He's so tiny. She's like nuzzling him to her bosom while they're both standing up. It's so, honestly, it's very emasculating. Because she's like, I'm proud of this freak. It's just like the my curvy wife guy.
Right.
It's like,
I love her cottage cheese ass.
Yeah, I'm brave for dating this freak, aren't I?
And you know how brave I am? Sometimes she gets on top. You could just mail my Olympic gold medal to my P.O. box.
I do think it's unfair because I'm sure there's an equivalent where if I heard something was a deal breaker for men, I'd be like, you're a fucking pig.
Yeah.
But I do, unfortunately, require a gentleman to be taller than I am.
Yeah, that's your right.
Is it because I'm only 5'5", so somebody shorter than me is pretty short.
Yeah, you're going to run into a situation where you can't get your bags in the overhead compartment at the airplane, and neither one of you can get up there, and you're going to have to stack on top of each other like two little kids trying to go to a dirty movie.
We could put a trench coat on and get into a movie for the price of one. That would be pretty
cool. That's true, yeah.
Thing about dating a short guy.
You could live in a tree.
The benefits of dating a short man.
Yeah, it's really okay to kind of shit on men for their physical attributes in a way that it's not for women.
Absolutely.
I mean, fucking the endless dick size conversations that people have.
I know.
Could you imagine if men did that stuff? Well, I guess men do that. They're like, she had huge fat titties or whatever.
Yeah, of course. But that's kind of something that everyone knows before seeing somebody naked.
Yeah, I guess so. I do think it's a little bit more cruel with men. I mean, I don't know. It wouldn't affect me in any capacity. None of this, applies.
No, the well is that you don't have to worry about it because you have a huge hog.
Well, that's not for me to say.
That's true. It's not. It's not for you to say. It's not for me to say that I have giant jugs either.
Right. That's true.
It's not. I won't say it.
Fuck, dude. What are we supposed to do today?
Today I have work in a half an hour.
I've been working so much and I'm like, I want a day off. And then all of a sudden I have one and I'm like, oh yeah, there's nothing to do in the world.
Is it going to rain today?
Oh, I don't know. I hope not.
Yeah.
Because when outside goes away, you're extra fucked. It's the only thing left is outside. Yes. I keep thinking about winter and what people are going to do.
Well, we kind of experienced it a bit when it first started. The lockdown first started. It was cold. It was early March. It was still basically winter.
I don't know, but March is still like spring, you know? I'm talking about when we get into the throes of fucking December and stuff that, when it's like...
That doesn't really exist anymore. Do you remember
because of global warming?
Yeah, last winter was like... Some days were like 58.
But like two, three winters ago was terrible, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, but it hasn't been since.
I'm just saying like there's going to be days where... I'm not talking about like, it doesn't have to be frigid outside, but there's going to be days where you just like, I don't feel like going outside because it's kind of chilly. Right now, it's so nice outside.
Mm-hmm.
These last couple of months, it's been in the, you know, 80s.
Yes.
And you can at least go for a walk, you know, that's pretty much it. You can go for a fucking walk, you can go for a bike ride, but once that stuff ends, I don't know, people are going to start.
There's going to be a lot more domestic murder.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be able to blame it on anybody
else. You'll know when this podcast starts to be hosted by one person.
And you'll be like, Catherine went on vacation.
Yeah.
Indefinitely.
Right.
I'll be mummified in the walls.
Oh, God.
What?
Don't bring that back
mummified?
Up.
Mummified? I did some Googling.
We debated what mummified meant.
He called me stupid.
I didn't call you stupid. I've never called you stupid your face.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you
I
have.
I just write it on Reddit.
You implied that I was dumb.
I wish we had a Reddit. If we had a Reddit, it would have like 1,000 members or whatever. I mean, it wouldn't, but you know, imagine if it did.
Yeah.
It would just be me on every post. I would spend all fucking day on just Reddit. Like just responding to people.
Yeah,
and
trying
posting
to fight
things.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Can somebody start a... How do you start a...
Anybody can do it.
Anything about Reddit. Somebody start a suicide
pact. Yeah, if you're out there and you consider yourself like a big fan of the show.
Yeah, which some of you are.
Yeah, you should be the one to be the Reddit moderator of Suicide Pact Pod.
Are Suicide Pact? Do you think that would attract...
Chinese ladies would be a funny subreddit.
Yeah. Do you think Suicide Pact would attract too many people who really just want to kill themselves?
I don't know. That'd be a cool crossover, though. All is welcome at the Suicide Pact
That's
subreddit.
That's true. That is true. Everyone, all shapes and colors.
Yeah. Come all. You're tired.
What is it?
Horny masses.
It's so funny that they're called moderators. Is it a big responsibility to be a...
I think you can like
subreddit mod.
Yeah, because you set the rules. You go like, no hate speech. You know, that won't be one of our rules. Only hate speech. That's our rule. And then if anybody tries to come in with the like, hey, it's a nice day out, the moderator will be like, delete it.
Yeah, this has been flagged for being.
Yeah, banned.
I like
that. The Cumtown subreddit got deleted, which really does suck because that was a good subreddit. But well, I guess it was a lot of neo-Nazi, you know.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to stick my neck out here and be uncool and say, I don't want any neo-Nazis on my subreddit. But
can we talk about how every day somebody just like buzzes the apartment just a little boop to see if they can get in to steal packages?
Just wondering if I can.
No, not you. All right, I'll try another.
When we
apartment.
First moved here, you told me, because I guess this wasn't a problem at your old apartment. You told me that it wasn't the UPS guy or the mailman because they have keys and stuff.
Yeah.
But it is. They do that shit.
Oh, there's one mailman who's a real cunt.
Yeah, you almost fought the mailman.
Yeah, well, he's a piece of shit because he's like putting the mail in all the mailboxes and he's taking forever to do it. And I'm standing there with the dog trying to get into the apartment and I want to like shimmy past him. But he's like, wait till I'm done.
They're like, no, I live here. You don't live here. This is my fucking
house.
So
I just got an inch from his face and waited that close to him.
Oh, my God.
He's trying to do the, like, you know, don't walk past me because it's COVID. It's like, first of all, you buzz my apartment every fucking day.
Yeah.
Second of all, if we go fucking butt to butt, there's no way, you know, we're going to catch COVID from each other.
It's a butt kiss.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's kissing with your butts. Do you think people do that?
Kiss with their butts?
You can spread your cheeks.
Yeah, that's what gay sex is.
Okay, so they spread their cheeks so wide, and then they're so that they're like
buttholes touch each
buttholes
other.
Buttholes smooch and make out?
Yeah. You'd have to have two pretty flat-ass people to begin with. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like if Cardi B, if Cardi B tried to pull her giant ass, or not Cardi B, it's a good example, but Nicki Minaj is a better example.
Okay.
With her silly ass.
Mm-hmm.
Her ass is silly.
I know. We were driving to the Poconos last weekend, and you told me to Google Nicki Minaj's ass, because I was like, how big could it be? And you were like, no, just Google.
Yeah.
It really is.
And I mean, a big ass is fine, but what happens, I guess Cardi B is not as guilty as Kim Kardashian is of this, which is like you have this giant ass, but it's all fake. So you have your original legs. So you have no thighs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this hilarious like
chicken.
Yeah. Like
legs.
Toothpicks up to this huge ass. It looks so stupid.
What do people put? We've talked about this before, but never gotten an answer. And we won't now. But what do people put in their asses? Is it
cock?
Silicone?
Yeah.
Okay.
I told you the story about when I was working at The Late Show with David Letterman as a page. We were all like in the office area, and somebody runs in and goes, "You have to come in and watch rehearsal in the Ed Sullivan Theater." So we all run in and
quick, it's an emergency.
Yeah, it was an emergency because it was Nicki Minaj, and this is before she was famous, so she was singing like the hook on somebody else's song, like Jay-Z or something. And the other page wanted us to see her ass because it was so ridiculous. Like, you have to see this woman's ass. So
I've
we
never
all
seen
come in,
like
sit in the front row, and watch her rehearse just to look at her enormous
That's
ass.
That's amazing. She was a butt model before she was.
Yeah, yeah. She was on like hip hop
magazine
covers.
Yeah, she was a butt model before Instagram. She's a trailblazer.
Right.
She really paved the way. So her butt. I'm sorry. I didn't follow 100%. Is she one of those people with like proportional thighs or no?
Yeah, she looks better, but okay. I gotta imagine that ass is fake.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think there's photos on the internet like pre and post surgery. I think she probably had a big ass to start with. Like a jumping off point?
Yes. I almost guarantee that.
Do you need fucking thighs?
Yeah.
You don't... I think like some retard like Kim Kardashian here is like, oh, big ass. That's what men want. And it's like... It's like when people get a nose job.
And their face is too big?
Yeah. And you look at their face and you're like, what the fuck is...
Now you got this tiny little...
Right.
That happened to Jennifer Lawrence. I remember,
Really? Well,
she never had a big nose, but she did this thing where they like slim it down. They like kind of shave it down just a bit when they don't need to. I don't know. I don't know why people do any of this, but I saw Silver Linings Playbook in theaters. And I think part of it was the fact that it was on such a huge screen, but her head looks like a balloon and she's got this little pencil thin, tiny nose and it looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks fine now, but it doesn't look natural.
Right.
You can almost always tell unless it's getting really sophisticated. But when somebody's nose is like really long, but like just razor sharp straight.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Buddy.
Or when it looks like the Who's from Whoville.
Oh, yeah. You know it like flips up too much at the end.
Right.
My friend, who's a nurse, she just started working in a new hospital and she's doing a lot of plastic surgery.
Really?
Surgery. She's not doing it herself, but she's working
like
on it.
She's like tending to the patient.
Yeah. And she said she saw a nose job for the first time and it is grosser than any kind of like car crash victim who needs their guts rearranged.
I gotta imagine.
Like, they shave your nose down to the bone, like the cartilage and bone and shit. They shave it like a nail file. I don't know. She just said it freaked her out so much. It was really gross.
Man.
Anyway, I want one.
Why do you want a fucking nose job?
My nose sucks.
What are you talking about?
I think I broke it when I was younger.
Oh, shut the fuck up. As a person who's never been able to breathe out of their nose. I had all the deviated septum bullshit.
I know a few people who had quote unquote deviated septums, and they came out of it with a totally
new
nose.
Here's the thing. I fucking had a deviated septum. Yeah. Came out the other end. Could kind of use my nose a little bit, but still got a fucking giant schnoz. Nobody told me it was an option while I was in there to get this thing, you
maybe
know,
it's only for
chiseled
girls.
Down. No, I just think like they just didn't tell me. Because I think that's part of it. I think you can have a deviated septum.
Yeah.
And while they're in there, they'll be like, hey, while we're in there,
yeah,
we'll fucking...
exactly. That's definitely a thing.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I think it's taboo across the board. If you get plastic surgery, it is kind of like, I don't know.
Nicki Minaj had a deviated butt.
Deviated rectum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doctor, I have a deviated rectum. Can you just add a couple hundred pounds in there? That's funny. But I was going to say, it is like even more gauche for a man to get plastic surgery. I don't know why. Women can get away with a lot more like vanity, I think.
Right.
Also, I love your nose.
Gross. I'm going to get... calf injections.
I hate that.
Calf
didn't,
implants.
Didn't who is it? Nathan for you or review?
Review.
He gets everything right.
That show was so fucking funny.
It's so good. Andy Daly is probably one of the like he's a legendary comedian. I don't think he gets his due.
I don't know. I love comedians like that. You know, that's where I would love to be. Like not getting your, everybody says you're not getting your due, but your house looks great.
Yeah.
Because
you're
you had
still wealthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of
you've
your
had
peers
a couple
you.
Of movies and TV shows and, you're on Comedy Bang Bang all the time.
Yeah.
And people have to be in the know to appreciate you. You know, you're a little bit fringe. That's ideal.
That's true. That's the absolute perfect level of fame.
Like watching that Michael Jordan documentary, it's like, you know, you get into the... Well, first of all, fuck that documentary for going from 1992 to 1998 over and over again.
Back to 1993.
And confusing
to
the shit out of you. It's like, I'm high. I don't understand.
I hate it when
it's
they
like,
do
I
that.
Thought he was already friends with Dennis Rodman.
Like,
why is
wait,
he fighting with him?
Dennis Rodman's on the... Sonics now or something. I don't
Pistons.
He was just on the Bulls. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, I can't follow this at all. I don't understand basketball, number one, and now I can't even follow a timeline. This isn't
it's
helping.
Just stupid. It's like they I feel like they thought they had to do something artsy and interesting. It's like, no, just tell it in linear order. That's how great documentaries work. You don't have to, you're not Quentin Tarantino.
I know. It kind of clicked for me in the most recent episode. It's like, oh, it's The Last Dance. So they keep going back to The Last Dance. So they keep like checking in on 1998 and then going back. But it's still very annoying.
It's stupid. I don't like it. But what was I getting at? Oh, just the most recent episode we were watching where they're like, they want to knock him off this pedestal. He's been this cultural icon for so long. And now everybody wants to go after him for being an asshole to his teammates and for gambling. And it's like, I don't know. It's upsetting because it's like, what did you expect from him? He's been honest with you the whole time.
Yeah.
His whole thing is that he's competitive. That's the end. That's the beginning and end of his personality.
Yeah. They tried to make him political.
Yeah.
They tried to get him to endorse a political candidate. And he was like, Republicans.
Like, I'm not Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. He was like, Republicans buy sneakers too.
Right. Right.
Which he said was a joke.
Which
but,
I believe if he said it on the bus, if you watch the movie, he's constantly joking with his teammates, so he's just fucking around trying to make them laugh. That gets reported, and now all of a sudden he's an asshole. And it's like, I don't know, maybe he is an asshole for not supporting the non-racist politician that's running.
The guy he was like that the politician they wanted him to endorse was running against was like pro-segregation,
right?
Like really creepy old white dude who seemed very racist. And so like in retrospect it's like, Michael, but also like,
but that's his choice though. That should be your choice in life. If you don't want to get involved, you don't have to get involved.
And like you said, he doesn't live a real life. He's dedicated every waking moment to basketball. He doesn't participate in society the way way we do, and we kind of created him that way. He's up there entertaining us and being a god, and he doesn't need to get involved in politics.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and he also can't, you can't have somebody
who operates at that level who also has other interests. Mm-hmm. He gets up at 4 a.m, plays basketball until he can't anymore, and then he sits and watches game tape, and then he has to play cards to do something else competitive and gamble, you know.
They show him at like Madison Square Garden, I want to say backstage, I don't know what it's called, but with the security guards,
the locker room,
rolling court. It wasn't the locker room. Oh. It was like some room. Remember?
Oh yeah, he was in like the security room.
He was in the security room, rolling quarters with the security guards, just to like play,
to scratch that itch.
Yeah.
And if he didn't have that itch, then you wouldn't have Michael Jordan. Yeah. So you're like, hey, you need to get involved in other shit, and he's like, no. But I mentally can't.
I think he's incredibly smart too, in that he knows what he's capable of and what he's not. Like you were just saying, he's like, that's not my thing.
It's like, there's no competition in me endorsing people. It's like that I only like to pursue competition. And you know, and what the fuck, you don't have to demand that everybody is an activist. That is a choice, you know. That was kind of the frustrating thing about this whole, the beginning of the Black Lives Matter thing this summer, mm-hmm. was everybody on Instagram and on Twitter, if you're not posting enough, you're a piece of shit, white silence is white violence. And it's like, I'm all for people being activists and stuff, but if you get on people like this and pressure them, now it starts to seem like not a choice. It seems like you don't want to be a pariah, so you throw your hat in, and then maybe stuff starts snowballing and some things happen that we don't want to happen, that normies who weren't involved in any of this stuff supported just so you would leave them alone, you know.
Activism is important, and not everybody's cut out to be an activist.
I think the most important thing when practicing activism is that you're informed about the thing railing against, because you, like I said, to compare it to what's going on right now, I see a lot of fucking normies who are posting all this stuff on Instagram, and some of it is just wrong-minded, you mm-hmm. know. Like you pointed out that thing, that tweet that was so succinctly put by the has Jeff Bezos decided to end world hunger Twitter account?
Mm-hmm.
That was something along the lines of, here's how many people Barack Obama killed with drone strikes. Here's how many of them were civilians. It was some astronomical number. And then you see people who don't necessarily follow this stuff. And I'm not saying I really do either. You know, I'm trying my best now. But holding Obama up as this like icon is this like, you know,
they're all tweeting happy birthday, Barack Obama. Thank you for being so presidential. We miss you so much. Like people who say I miss Obama.
And
it's like,
these are people who see which way the wind's blowing and say, I need to get involved with politics and activism and shit. And it's like, you know, you'll even get people out here saying like, don't you miss George W. Bush? Like liberals, you know, like that was a better president than what we have right now. And Obama's the squeaky clean. And now Obama runs the fucking propaganda wing of Netflix and is giving us all this horse shit. And
it's so funny not seeing people not connect the dots here. Like Trump was just some random accident, like he just hit the White House from an asteroid, and it wasn't a symptom of all these other presidents.
Exactly
It's so funny. I mean, people don't want to believe
and
that.
how we're kind of in danger of that happening again, Trump being reelected because of the same bullshit, because nobody learns their lesson. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody learns their lesson in a way that is going to give us Biden, as our, you know, as Nina Turner put it, half a bowl of shit.
Yeah.
You know, and people are out here like applauding this fucking guy just because he's on Team Blue. All I'm getting at is like, you don't have to be an activist. You don't have to be at least an extremely vocal activist mm-hmm. before you have all the facts.
Yeah.
And the facts are fucking dense. I'm, you know, trying to read Chomsky, trying to watch as much shit as I can, and I've only scratched the surface. I still feel so ignorant when it comes to, I don't know, social ideas and, you know, racism and systemic racism and the way our government even works, you know what I mean? And I'm like trying to put in the work. And then you have all these people that are brand new to the party and are like, you got to post, you know, I got to put something out there.
Like, okay. And so now everyone's just sharing everything. Right. Share.
And when you do that, sometimes you're giving a voice to stuff that is wrong mm-hmm. or
factually incorrect or just, you know, I mean, take it from your liberal news networks. You watch that shit and most of it is a lie, but they're on your team. So what? So you're just going to believe the lie because it came out of Rachel Maddow's face? It's like, that's not enough. You really got to dig deep.
It's comforting. I mean, I think it's comforting for people to assume that these power structures know what they're doing. That the people who look good and sound good.
Yeah, that there's a good power structure and a bad one, and it's binary, and we got to get the bad guys out so we can get the good guys in, and it's just not that way.
Everybody's the bad guy.
Also, yeah, and it comes to when it comes to Black Lives Matter and stuff, it's like there's good guys and there's bad guys. Like right now, it's like the black people are the good people. You know, they can do no wrong. You listen to their voice. You do whatever the fuck they say. And it's so much more nuanced than that. Everybody has within them the potential to be corrupted, to be wrong, you know? And you can't just assume that there's, it's not Star Wars rules. It's not the light side and the dark side.
Right.
You know?
I mean, it's just yet another way of not seeing people as people.
Right.
As complicated.
So when you insist that somebody become an activist or speak out, I don't know. That just seems so disingenuous to me because they can't just like go like along with their regular life. Like maybe you're just a guy who goes to work and you have a few hobbies and you take care of your kids and stuff. And then the next day be an activist.
Yeah.
You can't do that because it's so unclear what is correct.
Yes.
And especially in an age where the media betrays us at every turn and you have to sift through all the bullshit to try to find somebody who's telling you the truth.
God, we have to do so much homework every day. This is all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's not good to be an activist. I'm what we're both saying, I know you know,
don't
this,
speak for me,
no, is that do your research. You should be
right
engaged, and that is very good, but do your research.
Yeah.
And then, I'm sure I've reposted some shit that's not,
yeah, I'm sure I have too. Oh yeah. I definitely have. I've gone back and deleted stuff and been like, oh, now that I think about it, that's not true.
Yeah.
Or I try to fire off, here's another thing, you fire off some stuff on Twitter just because it's snarky and sounds correct, you know, and you're like, this will get me some likes.
The
and
same then, group of people who do this do this.
And then you got to reevaluate your own motivations. So there's a lot to do there. And to just add, and like to bring it back to Michael Jordan, if he goes, okay, I'm gonna endorse this guy, now he's that person. Now he has to go down this road of like, because I feel like LeBron James does that shit, and to me he's dopey, and he's like, he puts on glasses like that
does
he doesn't need
glasses.
And like oils up his beard and like explains to you the way the world works, and it's like, I maybe because he runs with these activist circles and stuff, maybe he knows some stuff I don't know, but probably playing basketball almost 100% of the day hasn't left
your
you a
life.
Ton of time
yeah.
to really like get a political science education,
Who knows? I mean,
that's the other thing. Like if you have this job where you're competing at this tippy top extreme level, I think I even said this before, you don't have any downtime to do extra shit. When you're doing extra shit, you're trying to even, like Michael Jordan is trying to work it back into basketball. I'm trying to play golf so that I can keep my competitive nature going, you know?
Yeah. And doesn't that seem like, I know it's hell, but doesn't it on one level seem like such a ideal way to live where you are the best at something and all you have to do is focus on that and excel at that everyone loves you and you don't have to like you don't have a moment to think
right
you don't get anxiety because you don't have a minute to be like what did I do
you just, know what your thing is
yeah
you're not like you know in your 30s like maybe I'm a baker you know what I mean
oh my god I'm having such
Let's
an
try
existential
that.
Crisis lately it's killing me
yeah
like,
I think
who am I have I ever done anything
no you're gonna do that comedy show you have tomorrow and it's all you're if it goes well because I did one the other night and I was like because I've done three outside in the park shows and the first two were brutal and then I just did one where it all came back to me and I was killing and I was like, oh yeah, this actually is fun. I was dreading it all day.
Yeah.
I thought about
calling out and not doing it. And yeah, if you have a show like that, you'll go, oh, fuck, my purpose again.
Yeah.
You might even be motivated to write a new bid or something.
Imagine. Yeah, I'm the Michael Jordan of bombing at outside shows during the day.
I'm the Michael Jordan of playing PlayStation.
Yeah. Well, good. Oh, I thought you were going to hit me with
that.
Why
did you think I was going to hit you?
I don't know.
I've never hit you in my...
I know. You flinched at me too before, and I don't...
During this podcast. This sucks because you have to go to work in fucking 5 minutes.
I know.
Work from home. Maybe you can just hold the microphone and keep talking into it while you do your job.
And I'll be on Zoom calls like, let's circle back, folks. Actually, let's circle back to the first slide. I don't know what my job is.
You don't know your job?
No, I don't remember. I log on every day and I just go, hey.
It sucks when you're in a Zoom meeting because I can't do anything.
I know. I told you could walk around.
Oh, what the heck?
That's my alarm telling me I got to go to work.
No, I'm turning it off.
Okay.
Five more minutes.
Okay. Yeah, I could work and podcast.
Yeah.
For like, yeah.
All right, then we'll do it because I don't want to do just like 35 fucking minutes.
Oh, we haven't done that
I know,
that
but it's, you know, we're...
What's
slacking.
The shortest podcast?
Probably
we've
like
ever...
35 minutes. That's fucking terrible. The standard is... an hour.
Don't remind them how bad we are.
Joe Rogan can do 4 hours with Post Malone.
That's because he doesn't... I feel like Joe Rogan is missing that part of his brain. Like a... Or maybe he beat it out of himself, but like a self-conscious part where you and I go, is this anything?
Yeah.
And then we'll stop and stuff. But like... No, we don't do that anymore that much. But he just like... He can just go and just be like, anyway, have you ever seen a moose... attack of
which is crazy because you know here's another guy who's just doing shit all the time, so he's like when he starts his podcast, you know, he's been up since 4 a.m. like running and I don't know, shooting elk with a bow and then also raising his kids, you know.
I mean, does he though? He's probably
You heard it from Catherine Zini. Joe Rogan is an absentee father.
Joe Rogan.
Oh, shit.
Joe Rogan, come get your daughter.
Yeah.
That's right. Hey, if it'll get us listeners or ratings or whatever, I'll say I have a kid with Joe Rogan that he doesn't take care of.
Speaking of activism, who are you telling me was just who? Which celebrity is having a fight with Nina Turner on the
internet? One Miss Deborah Messing.
Oh my god!
The worst fucking person.
She's just running off at the mouth, explaining to Nina Turner how politics work.
Yeah, amazing. The star of Will and Grace is telling Nina Turner who
what
to
is
vote
her,
for.
What is her problem with Nina Turner?
She's just one of those Trump derangement. Super duper anti-Bernie neoliberal shit. Like, I'm sure she was,
I don't
like,
know how you take that stance.
Like, fingering herself to pictures of Barack Obama on his birthday. Like, I wish we still had this president.
Right,
kind
right.
Of, like, you know.
Are there any videos of her fingering herself?
You
want to
see
like
Deborah
that?
Messing fingering herself?
Kinda.
You know, I watched the Kim Kardashian sex tape the other day.
The other day? Yeah. What the fuck?
Within the week.
Where'd you find it?
It was on Pornhub.
Oh. How was it?
Curious.
I've only seen clips.
It's boring.
It's
honestly.
Just like from the perspective of Ray J's cock.
Yeah.
And
no,
it's just like her big fat ass cheeks.
He's in it a lot. It's like borderline softcore.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
And there's like music. Is it his music? I don't know.
Oh, that's funny if it is. Do you remember when he put out an album? It was called like I Was There First or something
like
that.
Oh,
like
Dear Kanye, I Fucked
Your
Wife.
And it was a still from the porn pixelated on the...
That is real petty.
Right.
Petty shit.
I remember when Kanye started dating Kim, Snoop Dogg came out and was like, yo, everybody's fucked your girl, dog. Like, everybody in hip-hop is... You don't try to turn a hoe into a housewife.
That is toxic masculinity.
Yes, it is. Not very progressive.
Who cares? Kanye's probably fucked everybody.
Yeah.
Around
There's
town.
Rumors that Kanye's gay. I've heard...
A gay fish?
Gay fish. I've heard... I forget who's telling me this, like a gay guy just out in the world, not like on the news mm-hmm. or whatever, you know what I mean? Just somebody I spoke to at a bar said that like, oh yeah, Kanye like made out with me in a bathroom once.
Okay, this might be controversial.
But listen, I'm speaking out of school though. I don't know. I can't even remember this person's name, so don't quote me on that.
I have a theory that gay guys like to to just spread little rumors that famous men are gay. Like, sure. I've heard that so many times with so many different people, and it's usually like very believable. But so it's like, yeah, sure, George Clooney's gay.
But a lot of them are gay.
George Clooney's got a boyfriend in what is it, Lake Como or whatever?
Lake Homo?
No, no, Lake Como.
Oh,
you really? Thought
I thought you were making a joke.
I mean, they probably call it that, but
yeah,
no. I don't know. Like, didn't you have like a hairdresser tell you once, like, oh yeah, so and so sucks dick. Everybody knows it. It's just like everybody, every famous man in Hollywood has that rumor.
Well, I mean, okay, here's what I think about that. Hmm. I think that to be an actor, you are probably a theater kid, and for whatever reason, theater attracts gay guys.
Yeah.
And there was a time not too long ago in the 90s. Imagine a leading man coming out. I don't know. Who's actually gay? Like
Sean Hayes.
Like Will
Why
Smith.
Is that the only gay person I can think of?
Sean Hayes.
Wait, Will Smith? That's who you're going with for being 100% definitely gay?
Who's the one that's definitely gay?
Neil Patrick Harris?
No. Somebody that we don't know is gay.
Oh, Hugh Jackman.
We're not supposed to know.
Hugh
yes, Hugh Jackman.
For sure.
All right.
Yeah.
But he hasn't been famous for that long.
He's been around for a very long time, decades.
Okay. So if Hugh Jackman came out in the 90s and said he was gay, mm-hmm. he probably wouldn't get a lot of leading man roles.
Yeah.
But a lot of these guys have stuck with it, you mm-hmm. know?
It makes sense. You know, it's not like you're just catering to a market because people want to imagine themselves, if you're a true heartthrob, they want to imagine themselves with you. So like women might be less inclined.
That's why like boy bands members can't come out as gay.
Yeah.
But I think with actors, it is a little weird to watch like How I Met Your Mother and Neil Patrick Harris is running around being like, I love pussy. Can't get enough pussy.
That is the worst character of all time. I want to go on record by saying that is the most like, it's like straight guy face. If I may. Mm-hmm. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, you're right.
It's so gross. He has this fucking line that he always says. Do you remember it?
I don't watch it. I didn't watch that show. I was smart.
I watched it a lot because all my friends did.
Yeah, everybody liked it. I don't know. I didn't understand it. Like, people would have watch parties and stuff. And
he used to go,
it's like Big Bang Theory type shit.
Exactly. It makes me want to kid. They thought it was like the new Friends.
Friends. I mean, Friends is junk food.
Yeah.
But it's like joke. Sometimes it hits.
And they're
likable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're likable. Some of them are super hot.
Yeah. You love that. But, no, I want to kill myself just preparing to say this, but the mm-hmm. line he always says, he like pitches a party with like there's gonna
Bazinga.
Be a bunch of Playboy models or something, because he's also really rich for no reason, and he goes, it's gonna be legend, wait for it, and they always wait for it, and then when they give up, he goes, it's dairy. And
oh,
then,
no.
I know, and everyone's like, that's the coolest guy I've ever seen.
Is he supposed to be cool in the show?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That was a weird moment in time, because you also had 2 and a Half Men on around that time, and that character, Charlie Sheen's mm-hmm. character, was like a womanizing
cool
millionaire.
Guy. Yeah, yeah, that was like, what? That's so weird. What do you think that was culturally that we really enjoyed that at the time?
I don't know. Now we hate it.
Yeah.
Everything is power dynamics and abuse.
I mean, not only the womanizing part, but like nobody likes rich people anymore. I don't think. I hope we've gotten to that point where it's like, I'm so tired of like the lifestyle. I was looking at an article just now about a woman who's an influencer, and how it was like why she still wears her stilettos in quarantine. It was like, normally my family and I would be on the beach in Saint-Tropez right now, but we have to stay home and we're so used to traveling we don't know what to do. And like in the article, it tells you what she's wearing and how much it costs. The dress she was wearing cost $1,900. Just her in her house wearing gowns. And I was like, why do we care about this? That's such a waste of money.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah,
anyway.
Because I think there was a time in our lives where you could watch, say, the OC or even, what was the real life ones? Like Laguna Beach and
mm-hmm.
shit.
Yeah, I loved it.
And be like,
someday, maybe that's me. But now that we realize, I think maybe that's what people got off on watching that, like
covetous.
The luxury.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. But now the reality is set in that it's never going to be any of us. So get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And it's not cool to hoard the wealth.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that's happening with hip hop too. Like, I turned a corner with Jay-Z where it's just like, I don't really want to hear somebody brag about their wealth anymore.
Yeah.
And talk about, you know, how much they sold a painting for and how, you know, it's enough. We're all, everybody's suffering, you know?
Yeah,
I think
annoying.
It's cooler, like, to talk about. NWA back in the day would rap about being poor and how nobody's going to fuck them because their car's shitty, you know?
And that's funny. And
I
relatable.
Like that.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta take the temperature of the country and be like, hey,
yeah,
maybe flaunting my wealth isn't the best move.
Not now. Yeah, you know, maybe I think Laguna Beach and stuff was like pre-2008 crisis. And so
yeah.
It wasn't that we were gonna get there. It was like the hot rich teens in high school are always the popular ones and we want to be like them
because right.
They have their finger on the pulse somehow. And it didn't seem sinister. And it seemed more accessible and we would want to hang out with them. But now, I don't know, ever it just leaves a bad taste in your
it's
mouth.
Good. It's good yeah. That we're moving away from that. I mean, when we were kids, even the fashion was kind of geared towards like wealthy
yeah.
California beach kids.
Exactly.
Like the Aeropostale and like
Abercrombie.
Yeah. And you could, you know, you go down the ranks. If you didn't have enough money, you go like Old Navy or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's always like floral prints and like,
it's
salmon
like a
shorts,
polo.
Puka shell necklaces.
Oh, my God. And always, like, when I was in seventh grade, the big thing was, like, get a Chanel bag. What business did I have
yes.
getting a Chanel bag? I remember telling my mom I wanted a Chanel bag, and she was like, well, no.
Louis Vuitton bag.
Yeah, oh, my God. Like, who
they look
cares?
Like shit, by
they
the
look
way.
Awful. They're quilted. The one I wanted was quilted.
Ew. Did like, you like it?
No, everyone had it, and so I thought I wanted
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I
like,
mean, I'm sure
it was
you
still,
did.
It was still leather, but like quilted, like stitching and stuff.
Right.
With the like black and white C's on it, and I was like, that'll make me look. That's the thing that is so refreshing now, where it's like, why do you want to signal to people that you wasted all your money on this thing?
I don't know. I don't know how prevalent that is, though. That people are like, you know, fuck wealth and
yeah.
fuck flaunting your wealth. I think you still have like the TikTok accounts and the Instagram accounts where people look in the mirror and they're like, all right, break down the outfit. This is fucking
yeah.
Gucci and this is from Louis Vuitton. People are still doing that shit.
Weird.
And it's so stupid. You always look stupid.
Yeah.
Like the stuff these people make, there's this thing that's really popular now. It's this belt. I don't know what it's from. It's from like Supreme or something.
Yeah.
And it looks like caution tape. And it goes around your waist and then it hangs like down to your knees. It's bright yellow.
What?
It looks so shitty. All right.
That's my timer.
Work?
I have to go back to work. All I just right. want to say for me, to each their own, but like to me very personally, there's no bigger turnoff than a guy who like cares about clothing. Who cares?
Right.
Don't look like shit, but like if you look like you spend a lot of money on your
well also
stuff,
like take care, make yourself look cool. But if you're like, this is cool because it's Gucci,
yeah,
then you can go fuck yourself.
And
I
because
mean,
Machine Gun Kelly wore it or something,
right? Yeah, it just signals that you got nothing going on.
Yeah,
I mean, we've said that a million times. I feel
that's
like
true. Anyway, we'll have a
work.
Patreon episode up soon. Not Monday, because Monday is my birthday.
Oh, shit.
If you guys want to send me money.
Subscribe to the Patreon
yeah.
for Catherine's birthday.
Do it as a birthday gift for me.
And
Monday.
Start a Reddit.
Oh, yeah. That would be a great
on
birthday
her,
present.
On her behalf.
On my birthday.
We'll be the only ones posting it.
I know. All right. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan. Bye.